You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We're talking this week with CEOs and leaders from across the DC area about leadership. We're finding out what's in the portfolio of these leaders. We're going to find out today. Our first guest in studio, the managing partner and co-founder of Clovis, Greg Diamond. Welcome, Greg, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Clovis was formed in 2000. It's a staffing and recruiting firm in Bethesda, Maryland. It's noted as an Inc. 500 company in 2008, 2007, and 2006. And you specialize in IT, accounting, finance, and workforce management. So explain a little bit about what you do.
To be brief and simple about it, we find our clients great employees in either a direct-to-hire scenario where they would hire them direct and then pay us a fee, or in a contract scenario or a contract-to-hire scenario. So really, at the end of the day, we understand our clients' needs. We find great people to fulfill those needs. And that's why they utilize our services.
And how did you pick those areas?
My background was in IT prior to starting Clovis. And IT is one of the largest industries to do staffing in. Workforce management is probably the hottest and trendiest industry. And accounting and finance is probably the second largest industry. So when you look at the makeup of the DC metro area, those are three very common segments to go after.
And you... prior to this, you were executive vice president. You co-founded Million Eyes and helped build the company from inception to acquisition in a 16-month period.
Correct. So Million Eyes, that was back in the good old dot-com days. And we ended up starting Clovis because of the challenges we had at Million Eyes.
Okay. So tell me, how was that?
At the end of the day, when we had sold Million Eyes, we sat around, myself and my present partner, Rick Levine, and talked about what was our biggest challenge. And our biggest challenge was finding great people. So we hired about 125 people in 6 months, and we were using agencies, and we didn't think there was a great value proposition we were receiving. So we figured, how hard could it be? You find people that need to hire, and you find people who want jobs, and you put the two together.
So you and your partner both didn't have experience in this background. Other than that, you had seen it not done right.
Correct.
And so is that unusual to start recruiting?
I think most people in the recruiting industry are born out of it from coming out of college or what have you. We actually, for about the first 7 years, didn't really associate ourselves with the staffing and the recruiting industry. We took a more corporate philosophy because our backgrounds were like the GEs and the Xeroxes, and we didn't want to get involved in too many practices that were in this present staffing industry because we felt like there was a better way to do it and a different way to do it. So we stuck to our roots on the corporate side.
So tell me, what was being done wrong, and what do you think the better way to do it is?
Better way to do it is, in our opinion, is a more quality-oriented approach. So, you know, one of the things we tout is our 3-to-1 interview-to-hire ratio, where the national average is more like 6-to-1. And at the end of the day, we hire more senior people who really have some business acumen. So when they go out and talk to our clients, they're not just taking a job description off a website. They're actually understanding the environment, understanding the client's true challenges. And on the flip side, when we work with our candidates, we're business people, so we understand what their career paths and their vision for where they want to be in 3 to 5 years are. So when we put those two together, that's a very different approach than a lot of agencies that are more, you know, people will call it throwing resumes at mm-hmm. jobs. That's what brings our quality up and our volume down.
Did you offend other agencies in the beginning because you weren't following the traditional way it should be done, or not really?
No, I wouldn't say we didn't really associate with that industry, and not to say that we do a whole lot of work within the staffing community anyways. We kind of work to our own pace and we're working from past experiences and we're learning from those every day. Although it's important to keep our eye on the staffing industry, we think we're more on the consulting side than on the staffing side. So we end up utilizing best practices out of the consulting side versus the staffing.
And you started in this area, Bethesda, Maryland, which is I want to talk a little bit about how this field is doing, staffing and recruiting in this market. Now, first of all, the DC area is very immune to what's going on in the economy because a lot of the private businesses also are selling, you know, or have government contracts. So, but within that, it's still been a struggle for this market somewhat. So tell me a little bit about kind of what's going on in this market, but then obviously nationally, I know it's more of a struggle.
Yeah, so depending on the segment, nationally, you know, some of these segments are down 50 to 80%. locally, many staffing agencies and recruiters are down as well, because there was a lot of business locally that if you weren't focused on the government in the past, it's very difficult to get into the government. Even if you're not going to do business with the government direct, there is a community in itself in the government integrators that takes in that 12-month period to really understand everything from the lingo to their sales cycle and their buying patterns. So if you weren't in it when the downturn hit, it was very difficult to get into it. Because we all heard about Main Street's moving to K Street. That wasn't just a Wall Street scenario. That was a lot of things going on where it was law firms and staffing firms. Everyone was coming to D.C. So there's a lot more competition.
And so you got what you, it was in 2000. So you got in. So part of that's kind of luck, right? You got in before the downturn. Right. So you said you got in and you had the time to build before there was the recent downturn.
Yeah. Starting in 2000, we were coming off the dock.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
OK.
We're
yeah.
Coming off the crash.
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay.
Then you hit 2001. You hit September 11th, which was like the double dip. So we actually people tell us that we're from the business. They said, if you guys made it through that, you'll make it through anything. So, here we are in, the recessionary period we're in, and we grew about 35% last year and we'll probably grow about 40% this year.
And is it and why?
At the end of the day, there's a lot of components to success, but some of the core fundamentals of how we operate as a company are really about who we are as people, highly disciplined, aggressive, competitive, customer-centric. So when you live those types of when you have that type of personality, you live those types of traits on a regular basis, you end up conducting yourself in a very professional, positive business manner, and that eventually works out in the long run for you.
Are you so you in a way kind of have an inside prediction path on how the economy is going to do better, because you see when companies start hiring and when people start getting jobs. So you give me your 3-year prediction.
Yeah, it's interesting you said. I actually got a call back in the .com days, just after we had started Clovis, from an internationally known economist who said, "I would like to know your opinion because you're the real feet on the street. Either people are hiring or they're not, and where do you see this thing going?" So we haven't seen it really open up yet. I know the economic trend is very positive, but at the end of the day, you really got to look into the numbers. The majority of work we do are with bachelor degrees, so that's always been a strong market. And now we are starting to see people talking about hiring, but still hesitating through the process, which is a positive trend. The next step, hopefully what we see in Q2, is that people actually start moving on the decisions that they talk about today. So we're starting to see it open up a little bit, but our bandwidth hasn't increased as far as our clients' needs right now.
I think it's from talking to CEOs, it seems to me like it's going to be not that great for the next couple of years, that it's going to be a kind of a slower growth up. Is that?
We take a very conservative approach. Although we're trying to grow aggressively, we kind of take the doomsday approach internally with how we operate. So I don't pay too much attention to it. What I pay attention to is we had a great quarter in the first quarter. We had a great year in 2009. Let's continue to do what we're doing.
Like, even if the economy's bad, can we get everybody out there who is a potential client?
Yeah. Last year we hired more people internally than we've ever hired. So we decided that even as bad as the economy is, we're doing something right that our clients need our service. So let's just keep growing and doing the things that are working. And if the economy continues to not do well, but we're doing fine, then we'll keep going down that path.
Excellent. All right, we're speaking with the managing partner and co-founder of Clovis, Greg Diamond. As I said earlier, an Inc. 500 company in 2008, 2007, and 2006. And Greg, your background is you have a Bachelor of Arts in Pre-Law and Education from the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. And I want to know what your leadership philosophy is.
Leadership to me is something that you attain over the years. It's one of those scenarios where you wish you had it yesterday, and you wish you had it 2 years ago when you were dealing with certain situations. So it seems like
you never get it. You're always just one step behind it.
You're one step behind, and you keep learning, you keep moving forward. But at a high level, to me, leadership is being able to compile a team of great people and work with them to get them on board with the vision of where you're trying to go without having to micromanage them every day and every week to get there. So if you can create the right expectation, the right vision, and you have some measurement so you can figure out if you ever got there, and then you have some reporting that allows you to give some feedback and continue to develop people, then that to me is what leadership's about, giving them the opportunity to succeed, which would be for the greater good of the group.
Do you a lot of things that CEOs talk about is hiring, right? How good are you at hiring? What's your hiring rate? You might hear like 6 out of 10 people, we do well with 7 out of 10. Tell me what the national average is, since this is your field, and then kind of what do you think your internal hiring average is? I'm kind of testing you here.
Yeah.
This is a Clovis
yeah,
test.
Yeah, so if you don't mind, I would tweak the answer to say it's so variable by industry. When you're talking about retail versus consulting, what is most important to us is that making the right hire, because really the cost of a mishire, they say, could be 3 to 5 times the actual salary that you paid by the time you onboard them and you train them, loss of opportunity and such. So you got to make sure you don't hire incorrectly is more important to us. We have a very high rate once you get past 90 days at Clovis. So we kind of say 0 to 90 days is probationary. As much as we interview and as in-depth as we get with people's backgrounds, to include testing and background checks and reference checks and all the things that you should do to really make a thorough decision, you still don't know who you're really dealing with until they get into the facility and they start to work with you every day and they start to get your rhythm and your alignment of what you're trying to do, your general philosophies. So 0 to 90 days, we're probably in that 60% range. But after 90 days, once you've kind of gone through that period, it's got to be in the 90% rate.
And that's interesting. And so so even with all the different things you could try, it's still hard to know. Being in this business, you know, it's still hard to know.
I joke sometimes and I say, you know, if we are the experts and you don't utilize us, I can't imagine the challenges that a lot of clients have that don't use someone who's an expert in the field. No different than trying to do your own legal work or your own mechanical work on your car. If you don't bring the expert in, the chance of success is much less.
And this concept of lying on resumes is going up. It's such a pervasive issue. Are you seeing that?
The reality of the internet has brought a broad base of people to the table that, unless you get to know them and you do your reference checks and you do some of these other things that we've talked about, you really don't know who you're dealing with. There's really this kind of vague identity out there. So we really pride ourselves on getting to know our candidates. We meet everyone face-to-face. We do real reference checks. We don't just make a two-minute phone call. So there's a lot of things we do that help us get through that process. So we don't have a lot of challenges with it.
Interesting. Well, Greg, I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it. And best of luck with what you intend to do with growth with Clovis over the next few years.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Now, Greg Diamond's bio is going to be available at leadersportfolio.com, as well as a link to his company, and his full interviews will be there as well. So if you want to kind of check out a portion of the interview, it's all on the audiocast at leadersportfolio.com. I also want to thank our exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, it's a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, and I'm going to continue talking to leaders about business, leadership, the market, whatever next.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.